looking to get a flu shot now have a brand new convenient option. Pharmacists in the province have been granted authority to give the shot. Only one-third of Ontario residents get a flu shot each year, and it's hoped the new initiative will mean more people will roll up their sleeves. Also announced Tuesday, Ontario pharmacists will now be able to renew some patients' prescriptions.
We need to step up the number that we have here in Ontario of Ontarians who are obtaining the annual flu shot. We're only at about one-third of Ontarians getting that flu shot. And we think that if we can make it a little bit easier, a little bit more accessible for Ontarians to do that, that's a great thing.
We're going to run it three times a week. We're going to be able to do it by appointment and on the fly.
I think it's a good idea because it just saves the seniors from sitting 2 hours to wait for a flu shot in a clinic or a doctor's office.
How busy is it going to be? Because pharmacists are busy anyway.
Pharmacists are busy, but as you know, you can pop into your pharmacy anytime. You can ask questions. You get help with recommendations. So we really see the services, these new services, being pretty well along that same line.
Okay, so some big changes. Dramatic announcement yesterday from Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty and Health Minister Deb Matthews. Rolling out a much friendlier, easy approach to getting your flu shot. Just go to your local pharmacy. That is a dramatic announcement. And what a dramatic change in the tone of the relationship between the Dalton McGuinty government and our pharmacists. And we don't have to retrace our steps to look at where that relationship was just a few short months ago. I want to go to East London now, live to Ealing Pharmacy, where a friend of this program, Jim Sim Chisholm, is the pharmacist. And maybe he can explain exactly what the impact of all of this is going to be. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Andy.
Are you doing the Lotto 649 happy dance over this?
We knew this was coming, Andy. It's actually been sort of sitting at Queen's Park for about 3 years, this sort of an extension in our scope of practice, and we've just been waiting for them to proclaim it. Like, there's more to the legislation besides the flu shots. The province is giving pharmacists now the ability to adapt and renew existing prescriptions, sort of in emergency situations where we can't get a hold of a physician. We now have the right to provide the patient with additional medication in emergency situations. We're now allowed to train people on injections, so all our diabetic patients were allowed to, we have more facility to teach them how to inject insulin. We're now allowed to prescribe smoking cessation meds, and it's sort of we've asked for some other things, but they did give us the flu shot capability. But it only applies to those who have undergone a very rigorous training program, and my understanding is that probably maybe 10% of the profession right now in Ontario have passed these courses.
Let me ask you this. In a perfect marriage, the bride and groom are wildly in love, and they each bring such a wonderful package to the table. Tell me, why is Dalton McGuinty pleased about this? And then we'll talk about why the pharmacists are happy about it. Why should Dalton McGuinty be happy about this?
Well, as you probably heard in your preamble there, we have a real problem convincing the public to have flu vaccines, and they believe by having pharmacists involved, that'll make them more accessible, and we do a lot of face-to-face with patients. So we often have asked patients in the past, you know, have you had your flu vaccine, and now many of my colleagues will be able to provide them with that vaccine on the spot.
Quick question, how are you going to do that? Right in the drugstore, you're going to set up a little cubicle, or how's that going to work?
Most pharmacies now, Andy, have a private patient counseling room, and I assume that that would be the logical place for these vaccination clinics to take place. In the past, pharmacists have hired nurses, like many pharmacies in London for the last, I'd say, 15 years have held flu vaccine clinics.
Let me be totally cynical here and slap me if you feel like it. That's fine. Totally cynical person would say, there's got to be something in this for Dalton. Maybe he's getting major kickbacks from the drug, from Big Pharma, who would just love to make a big contribution to the Liberal Party because suddenly they're going to be selling a lot more flu vaccines.
I don't think there's anything in it for Dalton other than his goal to to expand flu vaccination in the province. It's very low. And actually, you know, Ontario is only following what several Western provinces have granted pharmacists the ability to do 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so it's not like we're, inventing anything here. I think there's three other provinces who do this already.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. So, bottom line, Jim, you're excited about this?
I am, and many of my friends have taken the courses and, you know, have been certified to give vaccinations. Myself, personally, I still haven't taken the courses, so I can't do it, and none of the other three pharmacists at my practice are certified yet. But I think in the future we will be.
Okay, so there's a lot of training that's got to happen.
There is. Yeah, it's probably a 20 to 25-hour course load.
Okay, one other question before we let you go, Jim. And again, if you want to give me a high five or you want to deck me for asking the question, it's just my job. What evidence is there that flu vaccines work?
I think very high, particularly in high-risk populations, Andy. You know, I know there's always doubting Thomases out there that feel that there's an expansion of risk for those people that take the vaccine or receive the vaccines. But my reading of the literature and my own personal attitude towards vaccines are that they're very valuable. I've had one every year for the last 5 years, and I'll be visiting one of the clinics in the city to receive my own shots shortly.
Okay. And Jim, what percent of traffic increase do you expect at Ealing Pharmacy because of Dalton McGuinty's announcement yesterday?
Probably not very much, Andy, other than they've granted us, these other this expansion of scope of practice, so it'll make things a little less cumbersome for extending and renewing prescriptions. So I'm really pleased about that aspect, because that we can start immediately.
Jim, I appreciate you joining us, as always.
Thank you.
Jim Simchism, the pharmacist at Ealing Pharmacy in East London. What do you think of this? What is the real agenda here, offering the flu shots at your local pharmacies? And I know there's much more to the package, but that's the one that's getting all the attention. Isn't it interesting that I'm looking at the headline in the Free Press from a couple of days ago, "Don't Bet on Health Staff's Flu Shots." And, of course, a huge problem for the medical field is trying to convince you and I to get a flu shot when most of them do not, which is a mystery all by itself. 643-1290, do you think the announcement yesterday is a good one? Moving flu shots to your local drug store and having your local pharmacist give you the shot. We'll be back with your reaction in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
We need to step up the number that we have here in Ontario of Ontarians who are obtaining the annual flu shot. We're only at about one-third of Ontarians getting that flu shot. And we think that if we can make it a little bit easier, a little bit more accessible for Ontarians to do that, that's a great thing.
I'm going to run it three times a week. We're going to be able to do it by appointment and on the fly.
I think it's a good idea because it just saves the seniors from sitting 2 hours to wait for a flu shot in a clinic or a doctor's office.
Well, that's some of the early reaction to Dalton McGuinty's announcement that he's going to have pharmacists now take a much bigger role in your life, sort of cutting into the territory of doctors. I haven't heard any doctors speaking up this morning. How do they feel about all of this traffic being rerouted from the doctor's office to your local pharmacy? We're going to be joined by Pam Colleen in just a moment. But I want to go first to Tim. Tim, what's your reaction to this?
Well, I think Canadian researchers have proven that if you take the H1N1 flu shot, you're twice as likely to get the flu, and therefore you sell more vaccines. So Dalton calling it the flu shot is truer than what you think.
I thought journalists were absolutely the most cynical people out there, but boy, Tim, you're taking the prize on this one.
Well, I've Googled it, and I've seen what these companies are doing, and that's how they increase sales.
Did you hear my
flu with the shot?
Did you hear my question to the pharmacist who we had on a few moments ago, Jim Simchism? Are the drug companies giving big kickbacks to Dalton McGuinty's Liberal Party to get him to peddle more drugs?
Yeah, well, of course he's not going to say the truth because he's making money at it, too. It's the greatest and the best thing happening for him.
Here's the bottom line, Tim. Do you think flu shots work?
No way. None of the vaccines work. It's a scourge on society.
Well, right to the point, Tim. I appreciate it. I want to bring in Pam Colleen, who is a regular guest on this show and often talks about vaccines. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
Let me ask a stupid question. Have you had your flu shot yet?
No. I mean, I haven't had a vaccine in years and years and years, and I would highly recommend to your listeners to investigate to see which company this is that is going to be, you know, selling their vaccine throughout Ontario. And then when you find out the name of the company, and it's probably somebody like GlaxoSmithKline, then what I want everybody in Ontario to do is I want them to look at their rap sheet, their criminal rap sheet. And it's online. It's very easy to find. If it's not GlaxoSmithKline, it's still going to be another company that probably has a lengthy rap sheet, probably hundreds of millions of dollars in fines. Essentially, what I'm saying is McGuinty is probably doing a business with a company that has a criminal record. I think that another thing consumers need to do is look at the product insert of this vaccine and read it very carefully. I know the fine print is very, very small, but read it very carefully, and you'll find out that even the side effects that are going to be listed there are going to be very, very similar to having a flu in the first place.
Okay, there are two questions that you've taught me to ask about any particular drug. Number one, does it work? And secondly, is it safe? Let's look at number one. Does the flu shot even work?
Well, if you look at the research, every year there's more and more studies coming out showing that the flu shot doesn't work. The last caller, Tim, he's absolutely correct. I have a list of these studies on my website. If people want to email me, I'll send them to them. But essentially, there's more and more research showing that these flu shots are basically useless.
So why is Dalton McGuinty plunging into this blindly? Because we all believe that just as the sky is blue and the sun sets in the evening and rises in the morning, that vaccines prevent disease.
Well, I think what happens is the government wants to give people this illusion that they're being protected, and that taps into a part of the human brain that wants to be protected. And so it's a very clever marketing ploy. It keeps people very codependent. It keeps people very naive and almost powerless, because what he's not doing, what the province is not doing, is showing people what they need to do to get their immune system strong in the first place. When you look at the history of vaccines, the vaccine industry is very, very clever, and they know how to use fear and manipulation in order to get people to line up for their vaccines. And when you look at when infectious disease started dropping here in North America, it happened after we started using more sanitation, more hygiene measures in society. And unfortunately, the vaccine industry, they patted themselves on the back and took credit for that reduction in infectious diseases. Infectious disease today is relatively rare. It's only about 6.7% of all deaths. Over 80% of deaths is due to chronic disease. So you see a huge disparity in terms of the meaning of infectious disease on society today. Of course, every single one of these deaths by infectious disease is very tragic. But when people do develop an infectious disease today, it's usually because they have some sort of pre-existing condition.
Should anyone have the flu shot?
No, I don't see why. I mean, the research is very clear. It's showing that they just do not work. The only people who say that the flu vaccines work are the companies who pay the scientists to develop the research to say so. It's called marketing-based science. And it's very clever, very manipulative. But if you look at independent research, you'll find out that the flu vaccine is not working.
So first of all, you're saying that the flu vaccine doesn't work. And secondly, and probably more importantly, it's not even safe.
Well, look at the ingredients. I ask everybody to look at the package insert and read the ingredients, not just the side effects, the potential side effects of the flu vaccine. But you might find things like mercury or thimerosal in there. You might find aluminum in there. You might find formaldehyde, which is a carcinogen. So there's all sorts of very toxic ingredients potentially in that vaccine. So be very careful. Buyer beware.
When did you have your last flu vaccine, Pam?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember ever having one. So I'm sure I had my vaccines as a kid, and I believed in them for many, many years. And then when I started reading the independent research that was coming out, I started saying, oh, boy, I think I better question this. And I'm really glad I did.
Pam, you drive our listeners crazy, because they heard Jim Simchism, the pharmacist, on a few moments ago saying, well, the research that I'm reading says, because I asked him the question bluntly, do the flu vaccines work? And, oh, yes, and you're saying you have studies showing they don't work. So what's a person to do?
Well, I think what people have to do is follow the money trail and find out who published the research that shows a favorable outcome. And you'll find out that the research that's coming out that's favorable to vaccines, that was probably published by the company selling it themselves. So you have to understand, this is marketing-based science has been used for decades in order to fool us. It's essentially called cigarette science.
Wow. Well, that's so shocking, I think, that most people, when they hear you say that, they just don't believe you. They say, Pam, don't we have Bryna Warshawski looking after our health concerns down at the Middlesex London Health Unit? Don't we have Health Canada protecting us? I mean, surely that they would...
But they're not trained. But, Andy, they're not trained to identify the difference between marketing-based science and real science. They're not trained to differentiate between the two. And they need training in order to be able to do that. It's not rocket science. You know, I mean, they should be teaching the students up at the medical schools how to be able to do that. Anybody in any scientific domain should be able to do that. And consumers shouldn't have to be, you're right, we shouldn't have to be the ones to police science today and police the quote-unquote authorities. But unfortunately, today we have to. We have to create a grassroots activism effort in order to be able to tell them how to do their jobs. They're not doing their jobs. They're asleep at the wheel.
For people who want to do some research on this, where would you steer them?
There's websites, the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, I think it's nvic.org. Barbara Lowe Fisher is basically doing a lot of effort on educating people about vaccines. And then I know the co-author of my first book, The Great Bird Flu Hoax, Dr. Mercola covers this information quite a bit on his website, which is mercola.com. There's lots and lots of places people can go to look for the watchdogs that are trying to police this situation.
But it all starts with opening your mind to the possibility that everything you have heard about vaccines, which are a gift of God, may not be after all.
That's right. I mean, I think that the money could be better spent educating people over what they need to do to keep their immune system strong, and that is to eat the correct foods and to avoid all the processed foods. And unfortunately, that's not where we're getting. You know, when I look at the healthcare crisis that's going on here in Ontario and how widely available these foods are that are killing us on a daily basis, it's a slow and gradual death, unfortunately. That's where they should be focusing their efforts. They should be looking at the foods that are in the middle aisles of a grocery store, and they should be warning people about how damaging they are to their health and how if we can just avoid them or reduce them dramatically in our diets, we're going to start to see, be able to prevent the implosion, this bankruptcy that we're seeing in our province because of healthcare costs.
Wow. Pam, we love you for being savvy, for being smart, and for being fearless, and we just thank you for your perspective this morning.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Okay, terrific. I got to say it about Pam Colleen. She is an absolutely remarkable woman. Yeah, there's lots of people who I get email who say, Pam Colleen just can't stand to listen to her. Well, that's what happens because of this adage. There is none so deaf as he who will not hear, none so blind as he who will not see. But just listen to what she's saying. And it absolutely has the ring of truth. And as happens every time on an issue like this, she throws tons of research into the mix. And it is very, very alarming what we have just heard. So before you get too excited about how accessible this flu vaccine is going to be, think about what you just heard.